Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's an alarming rise of anti-Semitism and attacks against Israel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Jewish organizations are now demanding that Representative Omar be removed from the Foreign Relations Committee on the House. However, Matt, Speaker Pelosi says no. And the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee says, no, we're not going to do that. In fact, it's not going to solve anti-Semitism. True, it's not going to solve anti-Semitism by just removing her from the House. But you know what? The fact that she is there in the Congress, now also on the Foreign Relations Committee, and that committee is entitled to receive classified information regarding the Middle East, Israel, and she is an anti-Semite, anti-Israel, that actually emboldens anti-Semitism. It's not going to solve anti-Semitism, but by not taking action against her, it emboldens and really affirms anti-Semitism.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me that Pelosi is so stubborn here that she will continue to allow this anti-Semite on the Foreign Relations Committee, knowing that America is watching, knowing that the Jewish people are watching, and they rely on a lot of Jewish votes, and to kind of thumb her nose at the Jewish people and allow this raging anti-Semite to continue to sit in this powerful position and to be privy to all of this classified information. It's not only dangerous, but it's just not very politically astute.
Yeah, I mean, that's a serious conflict of interest to be on this Foreign Affairs Committee and then not be for Israel, as the Trump administration has been working steadily to support Israel and do things in favor of Israel. But yet she is very much against it. And her actions and these places where she's speaking is an example of that.
She's speaking at very anti-Israel events.
Yeah.
And she's making very anti-Semitic, not just anti-Israel, but anti-Semitic statements. And she has through her history, not just after she got elected. It was well known that she was an anti-Semite. So she, as part of the Foreign Relations Committee, would be privy to certain classified information, say, for example, regarding Iran, Somalia, Lebanon, Syria, in relationship to, for example, Israel. She is able to get classified information. And she is a demonstrated anti-Semite, not just somebody who doesn't support Israel, but somebody who is anti-Jewish. She is a 37-year-old Somali-American from the heavily Islamic extremist recruiting area.
And she is an Islamist.
That's right, she is. She is very anti-Israel, very anti-Semitic. The fact that she got put on this committee is unbelievable.
And she has ties to terrorism groups, I believe,
she has
as well,
ties to groups that have been unindicted co-conspirators in terrorist funding. She speaks at these very anti-Israel, anti-Semitic groups. She was voted in Minnesota. Now, Minnesota has the place where her district is called what? Remember what it is, Matt? Little Mogadishu.
Yeah.
Remember Mogadishu? Mogadishu, Somalia. What happened in Mogadishu, Somalia? That's where the Somalian Islamists attacked and killed and brutally tortured in public some of our American
soldiers. Yeah.
And so many Somalians have immigrated to Minnesota, and that's where her district is, and that district is called Little Mogadishu because of so many Somalians. Now, thanks to Barack Obama and his immigration policies, so many of these have come in, and they have migrated into areas of Minnesota, and that's where she's from. And so these people elected her to Congress. Unbelievable. That's a problem. But a bigger problem is that she's now elevated by the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to serve on this committee. The Speaker is the one who gets the chance to appoint these individuals. And she intentionally chose an anti-Semite to serve on the Foreign Relations Committee.
It's like putting a spy on the Intelligence Committee or something.
Yeah, but and think about it, too. What does that say about Nancy Pelosi and the agenda? At, you know, we're nonpartisan, but the agenda is anti-Netanyahu. It's anti-Israel. It's anti-Semitic that they're pushing, trying to boycott Israeli private companies and so forth. The hostility toward Israel and the sympathy that we see toward radical Islam is now ingrained in our political zeitgeist.
Yeah, and the Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Elliot Engel, a Democrat, has said, "I'm not going to remove her from the committee. That's not going to solve anti-Semitism." Well, sure, it's not going to solve it, but it emboldens it. If someone can be elected to Congress, wrap themselves in the Somali Islamist anti-Semite flag, and then also be elevated to the Foreign Affairs Committee as a freshman member of Congress. I mean, this is a significant committee. It deals with U.S.-Israel military relations and classified information in the Middle East, and she's already demonstrated her allegiances, and it's not to the Judeo-Christian foundation of this country. It's certainly not to Israel, and it's definitely not to the Jewish people. Thus, the reason these Jewish organizations are demanding her to be removed, but so far, nothing has happened. We are also raising that voice as well. You know, Israel is under attack by different sides. Of course, you may have been following if you receive our Christians in Defense of Israel emails. You can do that by going to lc.org and signing up for the various emails, or go to cidisrael.org and sign up. But you know about what's happening in Israel as well. There's upcoming elections, and Benjamin Netanyahu is now fighting back because the attorney general there has issued indictments against the prime minister. And of course, if those things were ultimately proven to be true, then he would have to be removed. And it happens right here on the eve of the election. Certainly, you talk about interfering with the elections.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's exactly what you look at what's happening here in our country, and the media is so vehemently opposed to, and they criticize, and they invent things against President Donald Trump because they don't like his agenda. Well, the same thing has historically happened over in Israel. There are strong, very liberal, secular voices in Israel, and they hate Netanyahu. And every day that he wakes up, he has to battle with this issue all the time. Now, Alan Dershowitz has written a letter just before this indictment came down, and he said it's ridiculous to even consider these charges, that it is just simply political gerrymandering. It's attempting to remove Netanyahu, who has been a strong leader for Israel.
Yeah.
So pray for Israel, both internally and externally. The battle is focused against this nation.
They're probably looking over here and saying, well, it seems to be working against Trump. They're attacking him with these false accusations and trying to, you know, and for political purposes, let's do it here 5 weeks before the election. It's so transparent. I think it stands a good chance of backfiring.
Yeah, it could very well backfire. We'll find out. The elections are in April. So pray for Israel. Pray for the upcoming elections. Pray for Benjamin Netanyahu. Pray for the nation. And pray for America and our leadership. I'm glad we do have leaders in the highest levels of office, despite the fact that we've had two anti-Semites elected to Congress last year, that do support Israel, and they will stand with the Jewish people. We cannot be silent in the face of anti-Semitism. We saw historically where silence ultimately leads to during the Holocaust, and we have to stand up now. You can go to Christians in Defense of Israel's website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. It's an education and advocacy organization. You can sign up for our emails to help give you both information and an opportunity to make a difference and get involved. That's cidisrael.org. Or you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for issues affecting your family, your faith, and your freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.